Good afternoon. After some showers from a warm front this morning, we are currently in the warm sector, and that is bringing still the chance of a isolated thunderstorm and or scattered shower. The best chance for this is going to be areas south of I-90 in the afternoon. Clouds and drier air infiltrating in the wake of that warm front may limit activity north and west of the Tri-Cities. But what we could still see is a couple stronger storms developing, which would have some damaging winds and some heavy downpours and isolated severe threat. That's going to be for locations along southern Vermont, the Capital Region, and northern Catskills south. Some locally heavy rainfall is possible with some of the convective cells. Highs today will reach into the upper 70s to lower 80s in the valleys and upper 60s to mid 70s over the higher terrain. The cold front pushes through the region this evening with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, and with that, skies will start to clear and some patchy fog will likely form. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a excessive heat warning over parts of Idaho and eastern Oregon exists, where temperatures will rise into the 100s through the day today. The 100s will move into the northern plains and northern high plains on Monday and Tuesday. Furthermore, heat advisories are currently in effect for portions of the lower Mississippi Valley and parts of the southern plains, while an excessive heat warning affects the Kansas City metro area. Additionally, several regions have air quality alerts due to wildfires over the northwest into the northern Rockies. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 115 at Stovepipe Wells, California, to a low of 29 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 86. In Boston, cloudy with a chance for showers and windy with a high near 76. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 78. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 84, while the normal low is 63. The record high of 97 was set back in 1939 and tied in 1963, while the record low of 46 was set back in 1953. Today's sunrise was at 5:40 a.m. The sun will set at 8:23 p.m. It is a total of 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 1 minute and 56 seconds from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon, still with a chance, though, for some showers and thunderstorms. Highs for the day look to reach near the upper 70s and low 80s for the night tonight. Showers clear, and with that sky cover goes as well, we'll see some patchy fog developing as our overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with still a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Highs look to reach into the upper 70s. For the night tonight, the chance for showers and thunderstorms looks to continue. We could see some stronger ones as well, otherwise we are mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are going to gradually become sunny this afternoon, still a chance for an isolated shower. Highs look to reach into the upper 70s and low 80s for the night tonight. We are mostly clear, with overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s and upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are going to see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll stay mostly cloudy, with highs reaching near the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, we will see the chance for showers and thunderstorms early. Otherwise, we will turn partly cloudy, with overnight lows dropping down to low 60s and some patchy fog. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs look to reach into the upper 70s and low 80s. Might get some bursts of sunshine towards the end of the day. For the night tonight, we'll see the slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll turn partly cloudy with overnight lows down into the low 60s and some patchy fog developing across the region. Region-wide for tomorrow, we start out with some patchy fog early on. Otherwise, it'll be a sunny day and more summer-like feel with highs reaching near the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.